Luke 18, verse 8. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Now, what are we talking about this, when the Son of Man cometh? When Jesus comes back. We like to talk about it. When Jesus comes back. So would that be at the beginning of time or the end? Basically, the end of the age when Jesus returns. Shall he find faith on the earth? Now, what's he looking for?
Faith.
What's he want to find?
Faith.
He's talking about it back in. He hadn't left yet. He's talking about it. Am I going to find this when I come back?
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's precious to him?
Faith.
Are you here? What's precious to God?
Faith.
It's what he uses to get all things done. I don't know if you knew that. That's how he created the heavens and the earth. And so he's coming back to look for something.
That's right. Faith.
Faith. Is this right?
Yeah.
Shall he find it? Shall he find faith on the earth? And I'm going to hit this from 2 points today because I need to. Sometimes, you know, as a pastor, you get things that bug you. I don't know if you know that. Oh, brother. Yeah. And you have to deal with it. And the two sides of the faith coin, one, it means faithfulness. You can't just have faith without faithfulness. They go together. Right? So is he going to find people that are faithful on the earth? Filled with faithfulness. Exercising faithfulness. And frankly, in the body of Christ, there's a lot of garbage going on where people don't have any of it. And if Jesus came back, it'd be like, I didn't find any. There's no faithfulness. People aren't faithful. They just do this and they do that and they do the other and they aren't faithful. And so God can't progress them in faith. Right? And anyone who continues here, I promise you, you will come up.
Yes.
You will come up in faith.
Yes.
You will come up in prosperity.
Hallelujah.
Listen to me. You will come up in holiness. You will come up in the things of God. You will be established where you're supposed to be established.
Yes.
You will be healed. Oh. You will be filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I promise you that. It will happen. But it does not happen without faithfulness. And some people don't see the value of faithfulness. Those who do continue and have been here can testify to this. My life has changed. I have come up. Things are different. Sickness doesn't bother me like it used to. Things happen on the job. Supernatural things happen to me. Why? Faithfulness.
Well, I don't know if I want that, bro.
What? You don't want to be blessed? You don't want to have increase? You don't want your mind to become so clear? It's like, ding, a bell. I promise you. How can you say that? Because I'm saying it by the Word. I'm saying it by the Spirit of God. I believe God told me to say this. And sometimes you have to say things that people don't want to hear. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
If not all the time. Welcome to my world. But there's one thing in the body of Christ today that really is bothersome. If it's bothering me, it's really got to be bothering God. It's people that are not faithful anywhere. And so they don't get the full impact of what God has for them, because God has a method and a plan by which he does things, by which he imparts things to people. That's what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about imparting things to you. And, you know, if you're not here, it's hard for me to do that.
Yes, sir.
Sure, I can send you the tape, and we got people out there. They listen to the tapes on the internet and, you know, and all over the place, actually. But it's better when they're here on a regular basis, because you might miss it. God's saying something that week, but you missed it, and that's really what you needed to hear. And that's what people need to start to perceive and to hear. And if you can hear this, They need to start and perceive and hear that that is where their source of supply is. If God's doing something, then I need to be involved in that because that's where God's doing something.
Amen.
And then I'm going to continue in there and I'll be blessed. But I don't want it that way. Well, then you don't want faithfulness. Boy, this is going over big. Hallelujah. Think about it. You think you can get everything God has for you just one time, one meeting? I wish. You just open people's heads up and just dump everything in there. Cram it down in there. They got it all. But there's more. And it takes time. You have to grow into it. You don't just grow overnight. You have a baby, they come home, and that's it. You've been here a week. Get out. Where? Where? They can't even say no. That's the first thing they usually say, though.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'm going to try to be easy on you. Hallelujah. And it really isn't just to lamb blast you. I know sometimes it seems like I'm just beating up on people. But it's not to do that. It's to show you the opposite side of it. What faithfulness will produce.
Yeah.
And so when Jesus says, I'm going to come back for faithfulness, what's he really looking for? He's looking for fruit.
Yeah.
There's other scriptures that say he's going to come back for the precious fruit of the earth. But what if a plant isn't faithful? Is it going to produce fruit?
No.
No, I'm in the ground 1 week. I'm not in the ground the next week. Ground, it's overrated. It's all dirty. It's on my roots. You need the dirt. You need the soil.
Yes.
You need the water.
Yes.
Paul planted, Apollos watered. God gave the increase.
Yes.
What if there was no planting and no watering? Would God be able to give the increase? That's what I say. I promise you.
Yes.
That if you continue, say continue.
Continue.
You may not get it all in one day. It takes time for revelation to dawn on you. How many of you know this? I've heard things over and over again. And then on one day it's like, hello, I get it now. I didn't get it before. Thank you for yelling at me 400 times. And all of a sudden, wham, I'm a different person. I got it. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in all the affairs of life. The devil's under my feet. Sickness can't get on me. Sickness can't get on me. Why? Because I'm healed.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Ha, 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 ha. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just saying this is a problem in the body of Christ. And because I have the scripture, I got to deal with it.
That's right?
Yeah. And sometimes you need to spank people. Spank you very much. You should make a t-shirt. Spank you. But the end result is what? Faithfulness and fruitfulness. I want you to be a bunch of fruits.
That's right.
Right? Say this, I can be blessed.
I can be blessed.
I can be healed. I can have a sound mind. But I have to be faithful. Right? Comes by faith, but it comes by faithfulness too. I hope you're here because it's not going to get better before. I mean, it's going to get worse before it gets better. It's like, ooh, all right, brother. Go for it. James 1:22. We'll just go through this real quick. You know, it's like when you take a Band-Aid off. What do you want to do? Pull it off real slow? Oh. No, rip the thing off. Hallelujah, Jesus is Lord. This is good for you. Hallelujah. And this is really isn't even my message, so hang on. Hallelujah. You there, James? Shoo. James 1:22. Let's read this together. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So if you hear the word and you don't do the word, what have you done? The pastor's deceiving you?
No.
You're deceiving yourself.
Uh-huh.
What do you think you're deceiving yourself into? Thinking that you have what the Word says you have. You need to do it. You need to be a doer of the Word. All right? Ha! I don't like this message. Oh, well, just hang on. Be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Self-deceived people. Verse 23. Hello? There's a lot of people out there right now, they're self-deceived. Because they think they're doing the Word. They think they're being consistent. They're not being faithful, but they're not doing it. I'll go and talk with them and I'll ask them, did you do this? No. Well, your pastor's telling you to do it. You don't have to do anything I say, ever. But you should, especially if I'm saying it by the anointing of God, because that is your key to deliverance. If I say to do this, and this isn't a control thing, it's just God helping you. But then they're deceived. I don't want to say the Word. I don't want to say by His stripes I'm healed. I said it twice. Why do I have to say it all day like you told me to? People think I'm crazy. So what, they think you're crazy anyway? By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. And I can teach on it until I'm blue in the face. Yeah. And then I'll ask him, did you do this? No, I did it once. 7 days. I said it once. Well, don't come cry to me that it's not working for you if you didn't do what I told you to do. Wish I had a friend in here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because I'm going to tell you to do some things today. It's not me. I'm not, you know, I don't check up on you. Did you do it? But faithfulness will bring you somewhere. Like I said, I promise you, if you'll listen and you'll do it and you'll be faithful, you're going to get somewhere. It's called Healing Land. It's called Prosperityville. It's a golden gated community. Shaka Mahandai.
Yes.
All right, who deceived them? They deceived themselves. For if any man be a doer of the Word and not a hearer only, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself and goes whose way? So he's beholding himself as in a mirror. He's beholding himself in the Word, and the Word says one thing. But then he goes his way. He's deceiving himself. He's just hearing the Word, and then he goes his way. I don't want to do it that way. I want to go my way. Are you here?
Oh, yes.
This is much better than I think you think it is. So whose way are you going to go?
God's
way. And it doesn't even have to be my way. I'm not the authoritarian here. I'm just telling you what the Word says. And you call me up, people call me up, help me. Are you doing what I asked you to do before? No. Well, if you did that, you wouldn't be in this situation. Well, and y'all know I'm not talking about you because you're all here. Ha, 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 ha. So they say things and they're like, who's he talking about? But that's what I say. I'm talking about all of you. I'm talking about myself too. I get blessed when I do what God told me to do, and I don't get blessed, and I get self-deceived when I don't. And then I wonder why, God, why is this happening? And he'll say, well, why didn't you do that? When I told you to. All right. Hang on. Shoo. So he goes his own way. Did I finish that? Where was I? 24? For he beholds himself and goes his own way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whosoever looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues. Right? Is this scripture, or am I just making stuff up? And if you look into it and you continue, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be what?
Blessed
in his deed. He's hearing the word, he's doing the word, he's putting it into operation, and he gets what?
Blessed.
That's my desire for you, is blessing beyond what you can imagine. John 8:31. You gotta understand, a real pastor is gonna cut you every once in a while. Right? Why? Prune, yeah, to prune you. I want you to produce more fruit. I have to. It's my job. Brother, you sound like you take too much pleasure in it. What, am I supposed to not take pleasure in my job? I take pleasure in the fruit I'm going to see.
That's right.
The fruit is going to be good. Mmm, good fruit. John 8:31. All right. Ha, 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 ha. Say ha, 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 ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We got a lot of people that have head knowledge of the truth.
Yes.
They've heard the truth, so they can spout it back at you. But did Jesus say that this is how you're going to know the truth and how you're going to be free? No, it's continuing in the truth that makes you free.
Yeah.
Is this right?
Yes, it is.
What if you just don't continue? I don't like this. I'm not going to continue in it. Then you're not going to be free. What if you're not free? What are you?
Bound.
Bound. You're not free. You're unfree.
Yeah.
You're captive. All of these things, we know what unfree. How many of you know what unfree is? Bound is. I know that. Well, I'm telling you a falsehood here? That if you continue, you will be free?
Yes.
I'm preaching the word here.
Glory.
All right, continue. Hallelujah. Say, I'm going to continue.
I'm going to continue.
In the word.
In the word.
I'll be a disciple. And I'll be set free.
Hallelujah.
All right, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
You enjoying this yet?
Yes.
No, brother.
More free.
Hallelujah. One more and then I'll try to give you my message. Luke 14. You think Jesus preached like this?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Luke 14, verse 16. And he said unto them, a certain man made a great supper, and he bade many. He sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to what? Make excuse. I can't do that. I can't come. Now, listen. I know this isn't easy to hear all the time. Try preaching the gospel sometimes. It's not always easy to hear. What is the main thing for Sunday morning? I told you about this. It's basically a feeding time. For the word of God to be given to people so that they can eat and they can have good food. And the pastor, if he's good, he's going to spend a lot of time during that week preparing and praying for people and hearing from God and living a clean life, so that he can give you the word of the Lord, which is what you need. He's not out playing golf. Nothing wrong with golf, I guess. I don't play it. He's not out playing tennis, and there's nothing wrong with golf, and I'm not criticizing some preacher if he goes out and plays tennis and golf. It's okay? But not if you're doing it all the time. What should he be doing? That's my point. What should he be doing? He should be preparing the word of the Lord, preparing himself to be a clean vessel so God can move through him and give you what you need. He's preparing a meal. He's preparing a great meal.
Yeah, it takes time.
But you'd be amazed at how many people I hear, well, no, I can't come because... And then, I'm not even going to go into the excuses why people can't be there. You can make them up all the excuses why they wouldn't be there. But the meal's being prepared. And then it comes and it gets served at a certain time. And people, like, they'll go do anything and everything else except go where the meal's going to be served. And then they don't get it. Uh-huh. Are you here?
Yeah.
Do I sound like I'm just angry, or am I getting something across? And I can't make it because, you know, I have to pet my cat. You'd be flabbergasted by the reasons that people get. I can't come to the healing meeting because I'm sick. I can't come to the prosperity meeting because I don't have an offering. Oh, give me a break. Go find a nickel off the ground somewhere. Just come, because what you need is there. What you need is there. Hello? Right? And people that continue know it. They know that they're finding a source of supply that comes through that avenue that they will not get anywhere else. And I have to tell you that. I'm under direction and marching orders. I have to tell you that. The double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He shall receive nothing of the Lord. Try preaching that. It's a great message. You shall receive nothing of the Lord. Yes, amen. But people that don't continue, what are they going to receive? And they don't. And then they're like, why? Will you come help me? Because I've received nothing. You should have been in a meeting where I was telling you how to get the thing that you need and continuing in it. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Man, that's good, brother. Yeah. Woo. Hallelujah. That's some good preaching. So Luke 18:8 said what? When the Son of Man returns, what's he going to find? Shall he find faith on the earth? Is he going to find faithfulness? Because in the faithfulness is the field of fruit. Can you say that three times fast? In faithfulness is the field of fruit. And that's what he's looking for. Right? Woo! Jesus is Lord. Now I'm telling you, we preach healing here. We preach prosperity here. We preach blessing here. We preach that God's a good God here. And you are going to walk in all of it. All of it. Every little last bit of it will be dripping off of you if you continue. But if you don't continue, sorry. You can get offended over any little stupid thing. You didn't call me. You looked at me funny. I look at everybody funny. I don't know how to not look at you funny. It's just my face. Everybody thinks you're thinking something you're not thinking.
Yes.
Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes.
So I'm not doing this to try to pick on anybody. I'm just saying we've got a table prepared.
Yes.
And we've been working on it. And if you partake of it and eat it and continue eating it, something's going to happen to you, sister.
Yeah. It's
happening to me now. Something's happened to me. I went to church.
Yeah.
Ah! Ah!
Hallelujah.
I know you can go to some churches and there's nothing there. Like, was that food? I don't know what that was. But I ate it. Like somebody said, here, smell this. This is bad. Try it. It's like, okay. Oh, yeah, that's bad. Try this. They're all passing. Try this around.
Oh.
Do you have a pastor here who's believing for nothing less than your complete healing and divine health?
Yes.
Your complete deliverance from all craziness and living in soundness of mind.
Yes.
And set in your wealthy place. As big and as far as that is. I mean, the richer you are, the better I want to, you know, be friends with you. So I'm believing for you.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Let them all win the lottery.
Hallelujah.
Right? God can take any one of you and turn you into something you couldn't even imagine. But you got to have him. It's the key. And you got to be faithful. Because when you're faithful, you're on the right track. Because that's what Jesus is looking for. Hallelujah. Because any of the other squirrely stuff, he can get rid of that if you're faithful. Right? But you know how many people will go to church, and all of a sudden the pastor will say something that they just don't particularly agree with. And that's it. I'm out of here. Well, did you talk to the pastor about it? Maybe it came across in a way that you didn't think that it should have. Maybe it came across in a way he didn't think it should have. You think all pastors are perfect?
No.
Yes, amen. You get the pastor degree, and that means you're perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Oh, please. But I guarantee you, most of them don't want to be unperfect. That really wasn't said well. See? If I was perfect, I would have had a better way to say that. But they're not out there trying to do damage to people, even though I seem like I am. Right? I want the best for you. Yes. The best, the best, the best, the best, the best.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. You still here?
Yes.
Good. Glory to God. Luke 17, 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. And what is he talking about here when he says the days of the Son of Man? The time right before Jesus comes back. What did he say when he came back? He's going to be looking for what?
Faithfulness.
Well, here's another whole story and verses that talk about the same thing. Am I going to find faithfulness on the earth? So is it going to be? As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat and they drank and they married wives and they were given in marriage. Now, let me ask you a question. Is it wrong to eat and drink and get married?
No.
No. You would think it was. Jesus was against eating and marriage. Was he against eating and drinking and giving in marriage? What is he talking about here?
Daily life.
He's talking about daily living. They were caught up in their daily lives so that they couldn't be faithful. They were caught up in the things of the world so they can't do what God's telling them to do. That's called not being faithful. Are you here? Until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Say, entered into.
Entered
into the ark.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, this is going to get good. I'm getting juicy up here already. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Who? Hallelujah. No, that's not the hallelujah part. So, Noah here, until that day, they were eating and drinking and giving in marriage. What was Noah doing?
Preaching righteousness.
Yeah, but he was building the ark. He was preparing the ark, and God didn't shut the door until the ark was prepared. So all the time, the world's just going on, life's going on, it's going to go on and on and on, just like that forever, they think. And you're building the ark. You're building the ark. One piece of wood, one piece of another piece of wood, until the day that God shut the door, and then destruction came. Are you here? Well, we got a lot of people in the church, they don't want to work on the ark. They don't want to work on that ark of safety. Did he say it's going to be like this in the last days? It's going to be like Noah. Say like Noah.
2
Peter 2:5. He spared not the old world, but saved. Say saved.
Saved
Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world to the ungodly. What was Noah? He was a preacher of righteousness. Now, he was also a builder of a boat. Why did Noah build the boat, by the way? God specifically spoke to him. And the thing I think is really great about this, he didn't build a boat. Was he a boat builder before that?
No,
so he had to hear from God all the time. God just didn't say, build a boat. He said, build a boat. He explained what the boat was, what it was going to do, and then he explained every detail of it. So Noah had to walk with God. The Bible specifically says that. He had to walk with God every day. Say every day.
Every day.
Otherwise, he wasn't going to hear the instructions for that day.
Yeah.
Oh, I came to church and I heard the word. I know how to build the boat. He said, build a boat. I'm going to build a boat. You're going to build a sinking condominium. Because you didn't, did Noah get all the instructions? You just dropped down into him right then?
No.
Build a boat. I'm a master boat builder. I can build any boat, not only arks. And he's put a sign outside. I build arks, canoes, whatever you want. Oy vey. He had to hear every day how to put the next log in, how to put the next piece of wood in, what to attach it with, where it goes, how to build it. Are you here?
Yeah.
And as the ark was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the time of the end when the Son of Man comes back. Are we building that boat that will survive the storm that comes upon the earth? And so many people, that's why this goes with the message I've been preaching, so many people are not building the boat the way they're supposed to, and so they're drowning. They're deceiving themselves. I didn't want to do it that way. I didn't want to put the rudder on the back. I like my rudder on top where it flaps around. I didn't want to put a bottom on the boat. I hate that part. So I just left the bottom off my boat. Or you missed that week when they told you exactly what to do to calibrate the rudder. And the Bible talks about the rudder being what? Like the tongue. And so they just let their tongue fly. I don't have to control my tongue. Blah, 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 blah. It's all about the tongue. It's all about what you say. And the word of God, that is the logs. That is the material that God is helping us design to fabricate this ship that will carry us through poverty. It'll carry us through sickness and disease. It'll carry us through bad economies. It'll carry us. We will ride above it. We will be saved from destruction.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But I have to listen on the phone to people whining why they're not making it. And they're not doing the work. They're not building the boat. I'm quite sure after meditating this on a while that Noah had a lot of people that came along at different periods of time and helped him on the boat. They were curious. What's going on down there at the boat shop? I want to go see. I want to pet some of the animals. It's like a llama farm. I want to go down there. And so, they're there, and he says, hey, pick up that log. Come over here. And they start working on the boat, and they're there for a few weeks. And then they disappear. Of course, they were the ones scratching on the side of the boat when it started getting lifted up. And like, let us in now. Where were you when we were telling you how to build a boat? God designed this ark intentionally to save his people. He was speaking to people to build it the right way because it will float above the storm. And it'll float above anything that was going to come. God knew it. God knew the way. He knows the way to get you to where you need to be. He knows how to cause you to create craft a vessel that will float above really big waves.
Yeah.
No, I don't want it that way. I don't want to learn the language. I don't want to know. I don't want to learn boating nautical terms, God. I don't even like boats. Noah could have come up with excuses, couldn't he? Shoo. Did you get any of that?
Yes.
Is that helping you out here? There is a way to prepare your ark where nothing will bother you anymore. Is this good news?
Yeah.
This is good news. You mean I can hear from God and I can do what the pastor is telling me to do? I didn't even read that one. I'll have to go back and read that. Why did God put preachers in the church, pastors in the church? For himself, so they can get up there and, terrorize people for an hour? He put them there for your benefit. And not for your benefit so you can call me up and whine and complain that you didn't do what the Spirit of God told you to do. If you do what I'm telling you to do by the Spirit of God, you will have that kind of vessel that cannot be sunk. It will flow right through flu season. Right through an economic downturn. You're just floating along. You're just bobbing along. They might just name you Bob. So he's a preacher of righteousness. Did we read that? Noah is a preacher of righteousness. I'm going to say this right now. Don't let me forget this, because I need to get this out. Brother, it sounds like you're having a venting session. Maybe I am. Pray for me. What did Jesus say? My sheep hear my voice. They know my voice. They hear my voice. They know my voice. And they what?
Follow me.
He goes after them. And this is what we think. We think about a pastor that, you know, he just, whatever I do, I can be bad sheepy, do whatever I want, go any way that I want, and the pastor's supposed to seek me out. I'm the one sheep that lost my way. Bah. I'm going to fleece you and spank you. And if you do it again, sorry. What do you want me to do? This, and we have this perverted idea. This is what pastors do. They always are going, yes, for the weak ones and the new Christians, of course we need to gentle them in. And we need to be nice to them. And they do go astray and we restore them. But those who are perpetually not listening to what the pastor is saying, and they go, keep getting this. What do you want me to do? I don't think you're my sheep. According to this scripture, he says, the sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Right?
Well, I don't like this message.
Well, neither do I. I don't always like the message that I get either. But I have to say it, or I get spanked when I get home. So I go, they get spanked, or I get spanked. Well, so you should be able to hear. You should hear, not just my voice, as annoying as it is. But do you hear the voice of God in it? And if you hear that and he's speaking to you and he's saying something to you, then that's the voice. And you need to follow it. Yeah. Follow. Do. When I say, oh, you got a sickness or something that's been bothering you, well, you need to say this. You need to say it. You say it. And I teach. Have I ever taught on this?
Oh, yeah.
Goodness, go out on the tape table. There's like 300 hours of sermons on say it, say it, say it, say it. Yeah. And I'll go and talk to people and counsel them, and they're like, no, I tried that once. I said something. It's getting worse, though. It's getting worse. No, that's not what I said to say. Right. You're not saying what I told you to say, and then you expect me to come and fix it all with my magic hands. I'm on my sleeve. Presto, you're disobedient. You need to repent. You need to start. You need to start doing. Say doing.
Doing,
doing the word. You're self-deceived.
Yeah.
And they don't want to hear that. Never goes over big. But it's getting bigger. You know, you can buy those cards now at Hallmark. You're self-deceived. Have a nice day. Because I care enough to send the very best. And you open it up, it even says it. You can record your own voice. This is your pastor. You're self-deceived. Have a nice day. Any of you got those? They're out there on for $350 on the
Hallelujah.
That you're not, right? You're not. None of you. You're not deceived. You're doers of the word. You're hearers and doers, and you're going to reap the fruit thereof. Hallelujah. Every one of you coming up. Every one of you healed. Every one of you blessed. Every one of you prospered. Every one of you fulfilling whatever God has for you, and it's always good. Shaka Mahandai. Hallelujah. Woo. Woo. You just run around the room. So he's a preacher of righteousness. I'm almost done. Hang on. Hang on. What's a preacher of righteousness? What's the righteousness of faith? We're going to talk about Noah being faithful and being in faith. The righteousness of faith does something. The righteousness of faith speaks on this wise. Don't say, Jesus, come down and help me, or be raised from the dead again, because I need to see it. Well, what says it? The word is near you. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. This is the word of faith that we preach. And when somebody preaches that, they're a preacher of righteousness, right standing with God. And frankly, if you refuse to put the word in your mouth, I can't help you. My magic hands are tied. And I'll do what I can. I'll pray for you. I'll do it. But if you don't start learning how to talk faith, how to speak the word, which the word plainly tells you, and I've been telling you over and over and over and over and over again, you've got to say it. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. Even if you're sneezing and puking at the same time, very uncomfortable. Am I right? The devil can't stay in my body. He can't stay in my head. My head is healed. I have a sound mind. The devil can't stay in my throat or in my knees or in my hand. He can't stay. Get out of me, devil, in Jesus' name. I rebuke you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
I'm not saying that, brother. Well, then keep it. You going to keep it? Or you going to do it? I'm telling you what to do, and you know nobody wants to do it. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying by his stripes I'm healed. Where do I come up with these voices? Because somebody left them on my answering machine. And I mimic them. No, I don't. Hallelujah. Well, brother, I'm not calling you anymore, leaving no message on there. You can come out talking like me. My sister has a parrot. And he won't just pick up the words you say. He'll pick up the inflections and your voice. He'll say it in your voice. It's really bizarre. One time I heard him, just to break it up, because, you know, I've been mean to you all morning. One more. I went to visit my sister, and, you know, I see her, you know, a couple times a year maybe. And she, I heard this dog barking outside. There's a dog out in the yard. I could hear him. So I'm looking for the dog. And then I'm tracing the sound back because I'm trying to find the dog, and there's no dog anywhere. And I go on, and I look, and the dog's in the bird's mouth. Inside. But what fascinated me about it was he was making the sound of a dog barking outside.
Wow.
It wasn't just the dog barking. Roof. It was the dog barking muffled like it was outside. Because
wow.
That's what he was hearing, and he was mimicking it.
Wow.
Welcome to church. What do you mean by that? You need to say what God says. You need to mimic him, and you need to say it. We'd be imitators of God as dear children. Say what he said. Because what he's telling you to say is how you're building your ark. We're building it with words now and not with wood. And when people got big gaping holes on the side of their ark because they haven't put that plank in there yet.
That's right.
They keep letting it all come in. All the cares of the world are coming in. And we go around, the world's wired this way. Take care. Take care. No. Take your own care back. I don't want any of it. What do you give me some care for? I just got clean from all care. Now you're trying to give me some more. I could care less. No, I couldn't care less. Carefree. Thank you. It's like a good cleaning detergent. Carefree. Wash my head with it every day. Scrub it down. Some cares try to come in there? Goodness, I had some try to come in this morning. If you don't watch out, they'll squeak in through your ear. Cares of the world. Jesus is Lord. You got to scrub them out. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. All right, you here? I'm almost done. Glory be to God. He's a preacher of righteousness. Go to Hebrews 11. Glory be to God forever. I could have taken you back to Genesis and read about Noah back there, but I don't have time. You're like, good, brother. Shoo. So we stayed in the New Testament. You all right with that?
Yes.
Hebrews 11, 7. By what?
Faith.
By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Did this take Noah a while? Did he call up Acme and have instant ark delivered to his house? FedEx? Just add water, instant ark? God spoke, I must have instant ark. No, God spoke and he began to move in that direction because a storm was coming. And there's a storm coming.
Yeah.
And we have a body of Christ ill-prepared for the storm that comes. They're not even prepared for the storm that's already out there. I'm telling you how to prepare. It's by using God's word, putting it in your mouth, and begin framing that ark of safety around you. My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. If that board ever gets a little weak, I see the little nail starting to sprout out on the side. What do? I go back and I hammer it back in.
Yeah.
My God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Make sure you move your thumb. By Jesus' stripes I was healed. Sickness cannot stay in my body. By Jesus' stripes I was healed. And these are things, this is how your ark is forming by your words. And nothing can stand against that. And you can just float up. When the problem comes, you just rise up above it.
Hallelujah.
Who doesn't rise up above it? Those who don't have their ark and they don't have their wood in the right place. I don't know much about boats, but I can imagine if there's a board that's completely off, you're going to have to bail a lot.
Yeah.
Call the pastor. He'll bail you out. With his magic hand. Are you here? I'm helping you this morning. I'm helping you to build a boat. Boat building class 101. Welcome to church. I'll show you where to put it. God had to tell Noah this, where to put the rudder. He wouldn't have known. He was probably a sheep herder or something before that.
Rudder? What are you talking about?
Where are you going to put your rudder? Where God says. Hallelujah. All right. I don't know. Maybe you're not enjoying this. I'm glad you came anyway. Hallelujah. This is the good part.
Hallelujah.
I already beat you up.
Now,
this is the good part. Better enjoy this part. It's like the dessert.
Yeah.
Shoo. You already ate your vegetables. Shoo. Hallelujah. It was like rutabagas or something. So what did he do? By faith, Noah, being warned of God, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Prepared the ark to the saving of his house. By the which he did what? He condemned the world. There's other scriptures that talk about this. The farther on you go, the farther on you progress in preparing your ark, the more the world is going to be condemned over it. And at one day, we're going to go out of here.
Yeah.
That's a different message. But we're not going to go out without our ark. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns.
You mean we're all going to have arcs? I like this message now. I always wanted an ark. You don't like the St. Louis one? No, that's an arch. The people you have to deal with on a regular basis, you have to answer those questions.
Yeah.
Because they don't get it. And you need to say things over and over again. So if you think, you know, you may have it. You may understand this. You may know the next thing I'm going to say. I'm glad you do, because I don't. You may know the next thing I'm going to say, but everybody doesn't. And so we have to go over these things over and over again and over and over. And you got to love building arcs. You got to love hammering that thing in again and then helping somebody else.
Yeah.
Stop saying I'm sick all the time. Every time flu season comes around, I'm the first to get it.
Oh.
Right here, flu-y. Come over here. Come to my house. Ha-ha-choo. I'm working it up. It wasn't even a real sneeze. I'm just practicing. Now you're going to sit down and say, no, that doesn't belong in your arch.
Right.
You don't want that in your arch. You want to say, sickness can't come on me because by Jesus' stripes I was healed. This is the word of faith which we preach. You have it in your mouth and in your heart, and in your mouth and in your heart. And then you have it.
Yeah.
It's your ark of safety. Arch building 101. All right, I'm almost done. I'll really try to end on this. My wife's like, hallelujah, he's done. Yay. Did you get anything out of this today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not for you, I'm against you. And these things, you know, you probably hear this again.
Yeah.
You've heard similar things like this before, and I just have to keep telling, you know, people, get out of line. You have to bring them back in line.
Yeah.
I can't come to the healing meeting. I'm sick. It just doesn't make sense to me. You look at people's lives, and it's just in complete disarray. Their money's gone. They don't know what to do. Everything is like hell. Hell moved into their house. But I can't come to church because I have to pet the cat. Eat the cat. So you can't kick me out of this church. I don't know, they might be good. You probably already ate some the last time you went to a Chinese food restaurant. All right, stop me now. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, people don't take this serious enough. They don't see the value in being consistent and continuing therein. Something will come on you, and it's God, and it's good.
That's right.
All right. I'm done with that until I read this.
Hallelujah.
1 Timothy 4:16. How? Jesus is Lord. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue therein. For in doing, say doing this. Doing what? Taking heed and continuing in the doctrine. In doing it. What's going to happen to you? You shall be saved. You shall both save thyself and them that hear thee. What are you going to tell them? The same thing and how you got saved. The same thing and how you built your ark that floats above recession. And any other type of abomination. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can float above it all.
Hallelujah.
And everybody else will be like, help me. Where were you last Sunday? Why didn't you put the rudder on the right place? You have it on your hat. It's not a hat rudder. It goes on the boat. Why were you out there calling sickness in? It's flu season over here. Because you didn't hear. How are the people going to get saved that hear you? It's the same thing. That's how you get saved. I got news for you. It's how you got saved. You heard the truth. You continued therein. You did the truth. You called on the name of the Lord. And the Lord Jesus came in and gave you a brand new heart, a brand new life. You called on him. You said, Jesus, I make you Lord. And then you began to do what? Follow him. Now I'm following him. And he starts to show me what I need to do next. You should go to church on Sunday. You should pray. You should read your Bible. Why do you have to tell people this?
I don't need to pray. I just float around all day.
I don't need to read the Bible. God will speak to me supernaturally through this stone. You think I'm kidding? I know these people. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Am I right here?
Yes,
am I just off on a tangent? No. Sometimes you got to stop me. I don't know the difference. But I know Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. And that's how you began it. This is how you began it. By saying what God said.
Right.
Is this not true? If you confess with your mouth.
Yes.
If I confess for you with Lynn's mouth.
No.
In Lynn's voice. Jesus. No, I don't even say it well. You had to do something. That's how you started on the journey. Why do you think you're going to get anywhere else without doing the same thing?
Yeah.
It's how you started on. It's how you receive him as Savior. It's how you receive him as healer. It's how you receive him as provider and prosperer.
Yes.
By confessing the Lordship of Jesus. Yes. Jesus, you're Lord over my wallet.
Yes.
Wallet, shape up. Jesus, you're Lord over my house. You're Lord of my car.
Yeah.
You're Lord of my dog and my family.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You're Lord over my kids.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. And you shall be what? Let me read this one more time and I'll end. Take heed unto thyself. Take heed. What does it mean? What does it mean? Take heed. Listen. Take heed. Pay attention. Sit up straight. It's amazing. You come to church and people with the light. Like, did you know that light's out up there? There's a tack in the ceiling. It's one of those clear tacks. Why would it be up there? Why? It's right there. I bet if I put two stools on top of each other, I could grab it. I have to go to the bathroom. What's he talking about? Am I right? All right, you mind? You have to take heed. Is that taking heed? No, that's just being oblivious. I don't know, man. Oh, brother, I wish I didn't wear these socks. They keep falling down. I hate them. These socks are terrible. I'll throw them at my wife when I get home. While I'm up in a ball and just throw them, I can picture myself doing it now. Probably when she's walking in the other room, she won't know what hit her. I'll think it's funny. She'll go, what are you laughing at? Because I missed her. The sock's rolling on the floor and a cat goes and gets it. This is great. Oh, man. Oh, I should write this down. It should be like a book. It's like, brother, how am I going to help you? I don't know where to begin to help you. And you call me up because your boat's sinking. I'm like, that's not even a boat. That is not a boat. I don't know what you're paddling around in, but it doesn't have a bottom. It doesn't have sides. I don't know what it is. It looks like a Barbie dollhouse or something. I don't know what. Where were you? Where were you? I don't know. I don't know where I am now. Who are you? Welcome to my job. I'm telling you the truth. I'm spitting on everybody. Should be glad I'm back here. All right. Jesus is Lord. I can help you.
Yeah.
I mean, I pray, all right? I read the Word. I study. I even fast sometimes, especially when my wife's not making anything really, really good.
Right.
She usually does, but, you know, there are times when it's like, well, I can fast. Oh, I'm fasting today. Oh, brother, am I going to hear about that later? Why? Why do I do this? What's the point? I'm preparing a meal. I'm preparing something that can take you there, that can help you build your boat, that will help you stay over the waves in the storm that are coming. No, but I don't want to come, and I don't want to pay attention, and that tack is really bothering me. I didn't know it was there before, but now keep getting distracted by it. And it's worse when you wear bow ties or something because, you know, people, they first come in, they're like. I don't like it. I don't like that. Those are. I don't know. Am I right? It's worse with women, too. Oh, my goodness. Oh, get a woman up there talking. They're all like, oh, goodness. Gracious. What's wrong with her? I would never wear that. It's not her color. It really isn't her color. All right. Jesus is Lord. I'm having too much fun up here. Did you know I'm right? Am I right? That's what you do. I mean, everybody does it. So you have to hone your head in. Say hone your head in. Why? Because it wants to go everywhere. It wants to do anything out that bush.
That's right.
Is that real? Or is it fake? After the service, I'm going to go up there and pick at it and see if it's real fake or not.
Take heed.
Thank you. Got me all distracted. What are you doing to me? Hallelujah. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine and continue in it. Because it's taking heed to the doctrine and continuing in it that you will save yourself and them that hear you. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to bless these people. I thank you for bringing them here today. I ask you to seal them. I ask you to help them. I'm asking you to let these words go into them and begin to germinate and to come up and to show them, yes, I can be that. I can be everything God calls me to be. Ah, ha, ha. In Jesus' name. And we speak the blood of Jesus on them. We pray the favor of God on them. And we thank you, Father, that they are blessed and they are healed, and they are abundantly supplied for in the name of Jesus. Let your blessing rest on them right now, Father. I believe that right now, right now, right now. Hallelujah, they are blessed. Ha, 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 ha. Let their whole week be blessed. Let their paths be blessed. Let everywhere they go be blessed in Jesus' name. If you've not made Jesus Lord, you need to do that right now. It's the first step. You need to simply ask him to come in, cleanse you from all sin. We'll do it together. You ready?
Yes.
Just do this. Everybody say this with me. Say, Father,
in Jesus' name,
please forgive me
of all my sin.
I receive you
as
Lord
of my life.
Now come in and
show me
how to live a great life.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.